It is the mountain known throughout antiquity as the place where heaven meets earth. Located at the crossroads of three continents and elevated above the city of Jerusalem, it is called in the Bible the center of the world. According to legend, it was the location of the Garden of Eden, the very place where God took dust and breathed life into the first man. The Hebrews called this place Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount, Mount Zion. It was where Abraham was led to offer up his son, and where God provided a ram in Isaac's place. It was the mountain purchased by King David, and where King Solomon built the house of God, where the Ark of the Covenant was kept, and where the 12 tribes of Israel would worship, where Jesus celebrated the Jewish festivals, and where his first disciples came to pray. Conquered in war by the Babylonians and Persians, Greeks and Romans, Crusaders and Muslims, it is the most fought over mountain in the history of the world. But the ancient prophets of Israel wrote of a different destiny for this place, a future that many believe is unfolding in our time.
Shalom, my friends, and welcome to the Feast of the Lord. My name is Debbie Graham, host of Treasures at Tea Time. For 7 days on the seventh month, Feasts of Tabernacles are celebrated. People from all over the world are making the sukkahs to eat their meals in them. Some sleep in them and read scriptures. An important and joyous holiday for the Jewish people. To be kept in remembrance. Your generations will remember. Remember the lowliness of your begging, the mercy of God for them. God set up a canopy over the Jewish people, a cloud that sheltered them from the heat of the sun. They remembered how they endured the harshness of life. The last and greatest feast of the yearly calendar of seven holidays is the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the Feast of Ingathering. Gathering in of the summer harvest and crops into the barns before winter. Where is our permanent home? Good question. A question in the heart of Israeli people as they journey through the desert. Let's read some history starting in Leviticus chapter 23. And I'm reading from verse 40. You shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of the beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy greens and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. On the 15th day of the seventh month of the Lord's Feast of Tabernacles begins and lasts for 7 days. After you have gathered in the crops of the land, celebrate the festival of the Lord for 7 days. Live in booths for 7 days, known as Sukkot. All native-born Israels are to live in booths, so your descendants will know that I have had the Israels live in booths for 7 days when I brought them out of Egypt. This joyful 7-day festival contains many themes, but probably the heart of God can best be captured by the word indwelling. This word speaks of the relationship between God and man. It represents the Lord's desire to dwell with his people, even to dwell in his people. He has made himself available to camp in their midst, to spend intimate times of fellowship with them and refresh them in the camp as they were preparing for the coming seasons of marching out. The tent of meeting was set up among the Israeli people as they journeyed through the desert. The very presence of God is seen in the pillar of fire in the night and the cloud in the day. The people had small booths around the tent of meeting arranged in the tribes of Israel. The annual holiday was celebrated during the reign of Solomon in the city of Jerusalem. Solomon had built and furnished a tabernacle for the Lord, a permanent dwelling place made of cedars from Lebanon, tons of gold, silver, and bronze. Stonecutters, builders were on site to build this beautiful building, one like no other has ever seen. During that time, people were scattered about, and this tabernacle will bring all God's people together once again. At the completion of this glorious tabernacle and dedication was during the Feast of the Lord, the Feast of Tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant was brought into the Holy of Holies by the priests of the tribe of Levites. Inside the Ark was two stones of the Ten Commandments. This was a holy moment in time, as the Shekinah glory fell in the tabernacle. The Leviticus musicians worshiped, playing many instruments, harps, lyres, trumpets, and singing. For he is good, his faithful love endures forever. The temple, the Lord's temple, was filled with the cloud. The priests were not able to continue ministering, for the glory of the Lord filled God's temple. King Solomon knelt on a bronze platform that was built and lifted his hands towards heaven and prayed to the Lord a prayer of thanksgiving and dedication. When Solomon finished praying, a fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priest could not enter the temple because the glory of the Lord filled it. When the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord. For the Lord is holy, holy. There was another time in history when this temple had to be rebuilt. Ezra and Nehemiah gathered the people together and they rebuilt the tabernacle in a smaller scale, not as elaborate, but a place for the people to gather in Jerusalem during the feasts and worship the Lord. At the dedication of the temple, Ezra was reading from the Torah, and he opened up the old scroll and read about the Feast of Tabernacles. The people realized that this was the very week of the Feast of Tabernacles, and they wept. They went home and built booths or sukkots and rejoiced at the goodness of God. In years to follow, King Herod added on to that building. In 70 AD, the Romans destroyed the temple and Jerusalem along with the people. The Israelis scattered to all parts of the world. Today, the Jewish people still celebrate the Lord's feasts annually, the Feast of Tabernacles, on the seventh month. They will build their sukkots outside with branches and continue to honor Yeshua, the God of Israel. Be joyous, gather together in sukkots for meals during the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. If you visit Israel during this time, you will see the sukkots. Visit museums and join in the parade of nations as nations come to Israel. They sing songs unto the Lord. Let all the nations celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles with the nation of Israel. Let them shout and celebrate with all their might. Shalom, my friends, and join me again as we journey through the feasts of the Lord.
It is the blessing from God that has been recited over Israel for over 3,300 years. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.